Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Today I am on the road with my niece Gabby, who's my number one ace friend. And we are with Bobby Urich, who's the president of Megastrike. So Gabby, welcome to the show.
Okay.
And Bobby, thanks for being here, and I appreciate welcoming us into your office.
Thank you, Joey B., for having us here, and I want to thank also our special guest, Gabby, who's here with us. And let me tell you, what a sweetheart of a girl. She's been helping me out here all day long, and she's been helping me put together these new lures. And let me tell you, when we start teaching our kids how to fish and how to do things on their own, it's going to be a real good time for these kids as they get older.
I know, and she's already in love with the outdoors. She does so many cool things. So, Bob, let me just start with this. Before we get into all your lures, how'd you get into fishing?
Well, I was born and raised in the Bronx, New York. The fishing there was absolutely terrible. In fact, there was no fishing there. But my grandparents had a lake house up in the Catskills, and it was a little tiny house, almost like a cottage-type deal. And my dad always had time to take me fishing. I've been going up there since I was a little boy, and I'm talking since I was 2 or 3 years old. So one thing that always stuck in my mind was the joy of getting out of the city. The city, it was the Bronx, New York. It was a real tough place. And, you know, my parents wanted us out of that type of element, wanted us up in the mountains, up around the lakes, up around the streams. And my dad always took me fishing. My brother and I, it was just quality time between all three of us. My dad took us trout fishing. It was so good that at the age of 50, I went out, and both of my grandparents had passed away. I actually went back up there and bought a lake house up there 3 years ago, because I want to take my own son up there and teach him what I learned years ago. I wanted to teach him the outdoors. I wanted to teach him the hunting and the fishing and everything else, the swimming, and kind of get him away from the Xbox type deals. You know, I wanted him out of that. You know, I wanted to teach him things that, you know, he's going to use later on in life that he could teach his children, you know, when he gets older. He's 15 now, and he's been around, you know, he's been on the Roland Martin fishing show. He's, you know, hangs out with Shaw Grigsby. He knows everybody at Yamamoto, and we're friendly with all of these people. In fact, you know, it's a big industry, but it's a small industry, and we get along with everybody. And what it comes to is just respect. Respect this person, he'll give you respect back. And we have really, really good friends in this industry. You know, it's a great life. You know, I get to do what I really love to do.
And it's funny, you mentioned that when we were talking before you started the show, and it's like family when you're working with all these other companies. Each of you, you know, like you said, there is that respect for each of you working together. And that, to me, itself is respect is what it's all about.
This show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com.
Now, here's my question to you. How do you transition then from being, and we all are, and Gabby's becoming that fisher gal. So how did you transition from the fisherman to lure making?
Well, what happened was, it's a really weird story. You know, as I went through school, you know, one of the things I always did after I got out of school every day, I would either go hunting or I'd go fishing. And fishing was a really, really extreme passion of mine. I was always trying to figure out the fish and how to catch them and how to catch more of them. And as I went through high school, you know, every day going out after school, going fishing, and then, you know, after going to school, after high school, you know, I wanted to get into the sciences of fishing and, you know, why do fish do what they do? How do they act in their own natural environment? So what I started doing was started fishing local tournaments, joined a bass club, and watched and learned. And then I hooked up with a gentleman named Tim Simos. Tim and I have been friends since we're 10 years old. He's an environmental scientist. And he and I became fishing partners. We used to do very well on these local tournament trails. And, you know, one of the other things that he was also was he was a diver, and he was an underwater photographer. In fact, he's one of the world's most renowned underwater photographers. We did, you know, Gary Yamamoto's underwater photography for his catalogs. I mean, we seen the Senko before anybody even seen the Senko. And that was years ago. You know, all kinds of Bassmaster, In Fisherman, Bass West, Field and Stream, cover shots on all of them, all kinds of lure, you know, type magazines. And what we would do is we would go into these super clear water lakes, and we would do these videos of these lures underwater. And one thing, let me tell you, what we think is happening below the surface, you know, when we're on the shoreline or we're on a boat, what we think is happening under that surface of the water with lures and fish is totally different than what is really happening under there. When you go diving with these fish and going down and watching how lures work and how fish react to these lures, let me tell you, it will change the way you design fishing lures, and it'll change the way you fish. Because again, what we think is happening underwater is not happening. You get a bird's eye view of what's happening.
And that gives you an advantage then.
Absolute advantage.
You're seeing we'll just use bass. You're seeing what the bass are doing at the depth of 9 feet, at 25 feet, and you're seeing what's going on. And then as you're creating for that environment.
Exactly. And that's why with the technology of all of the fish finders today, you know, they have the structure scans, the side scans. I mean, those are displaying into a unit what is down there. If you go down there, and the technology, I mean, it's almost like a video game now when you're watching these new depth finders. You know, they're amazing. I mean, the Navy uses them. So if you think that structure scan and side scan is really accurate, when you go down there and dive with these fish and you can see, it's 10 times better than the actual structure scan. And it's amazing. I mean, use the technology that is out there to your advantage. And, you know, what fishing is, whoever puts that puzzle together, you know, catches the fish.
No, and that's what it is. Now, let's get into some of your products that you've created, and the list is really impressive. So let's start with the straight back spinner bait. Tell me about it.
Well, how about in order of what I invented first?
Go for it. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
Well, I had a job that I had for 18 years. I was running a bar and restaurant in Freehold, New Jersey. And I absolutely loved the job because my boss was a fisherman as well. And I wanted to go out there and I wanted to compete in some of the Bassmasters tournaments. So I would always ask my boss, hey, can I take a couple of days to go fish this tournament? And he said, Bobby, go for it. And I'm forever indebted to him for that. So what happened was I started going out and I started fishing the Bassmasters tournament trail. And, you know, it was like the pro-am type stuff, but I learned so much from these guys out there. So I went out there and started fishing those tournaments, and I really got into it. And so back to the work end of it, I had that job for 18 years. I ended up getting married. My wife had my son. My wife ended up getting sick. She ended up getting cancer. And my son was about a year and a half old, so I had to leave my job I had for 18 years to go home and take care of her and my son. So while I was home, I started thinking about the products that I wanted to develop. And what I did was, one of the things that I got to do was fish with a guy named Walt Reynolds. Walt Reynolds was the president of Roland Martin Productions, and I started to develop a fish attractant because we were out on Kerr Reservoir. And we first time ever Carolina rigging. I was Carolina rigging these lizards with Walt. And as you throw a Carolina rig, you're throwing it 30, 40 yards out onto these points, onto these flats, etc. And when Walt was in the front of the boat, and I would watch his bait get bit, and you know how the fish would grab it and move off a little bit. But when he went to go set the hook, he missed a lot of fish. So we all heard of the fish attractants that are out there. There's all kinds of fish oils and snake oils and stuff like that that guys are using. So what I did was I spent almost 9.5 years developing a product called MegaStrike. What I studied is how fish need to ingest, digest, and consume amino acids. And I developed a product called MegaStrike, which is the world's first amino acid-based fish attractant. And let me tell you, I put this product together and we sell it all over the world. It is absolutely phenomenal. The fish grab onto it. They will stimulate, the amino acids will stimulate cilia, which are nerve endings in the chemoreceptors, fancy word for taste buds, in the fish. And what it does is basically tricks the fish into believing whatever they're eating is real. They hold onto it and they swallow it. You know, the longer you can keep a hook in a fish's mouth, better chances of detecting that strike and catching that fish. And when you're fishing big money tournaments, you know, for it doesn't matter if you're fishing for fun or tournaments, you know, you lose that one fish, it can be the difference of winning the tournament and not winning the tournament. So, and again, any advantage that you can get, take it, take it. Use the technology that's out there. And especially for like little girls like Gabby, you know, I can tell you, we take so many kids fishing. One of the things that we always do is we always give back. I studied martial arts for 13 years. My instructor always taught me, Bobby, give back, give back, give back. It's full circle. So we always take the kids fishing. We do a lot of programs with the kids. But one thing I noticed about the kids is that if they throw that plastic worm out there, or it doesn't matter what it is, you know, anything plastic, and the fish grabs it, and the kid really can't detect the strike. But if you put the MegaStrike on there, the fish will grab that, swim off with it, and those kids know, you know, they can feel the strike, and they'll hold on to the bait longer, so even the kids can set the hook, you know, easier and better with the MegaStrike on there. And it's water-soluble. A product must be water-soluble in order to be detected by the fish. The fish cannot smell nor taste oils. The molecules coagulate together, so they got to be broken down into single molecules. And that's a story for another day on the, you know, the science behind, the science behind it. But the MegaStrike is absolutely phenomenal.
So then, all right, so we go from MegaStrike and then go down to the Cavatron. Tell me all about it.
Cavatron buzzbait. Absolutely.
Wait, hey, we're in business here, so business is rolling along. So, Gab, the phone rings, that's part of business, and while we're doing what we're doing, Bobby will take care of that. So, Gab, what do you think of that lure?
Hey, Joey, what's up, buddy?
I think that...
Yep, I'm here.
What do you think? What do you think of the color?
The nice...
Yeah. Yep, he just left. I didn't know. I would have driven him myself. I would have driven him myself.
You like that?
Yeah.
What about this skirt?
Yeah, he just left. I wish he would have stopped in here. I would have stopped and taken him.
Like,
yep, he looked okay. Okay, yep, he just got in and he's gone.
All right.
Okay, buddy.
And the hook is sharp and red.
Sharp and red. So she's been describing, while you were there, Bob, she's been describing the Cavatron.
Well, just to tell you what kind of phone call that was, the guy in our shop next door just got stung by a bee, and he's allergic to bees, so he had to pop himself with an EpiPen, and he just took off to the hospital. They wanted to make sure that he didn't fall in the parking lot or anything. Right. I told him if I would have known, I would have driven him to the hospital real quick. So that's our little podcast episode there.
Well, watch this. Joey B is allergic to bees. Joey B here, I actually have an EpiPen too as well. So
yep, my son is allergic as well. And like I said, I wish he would have just banged on the door. I would have drove him to the hospital. We could have podcast.
On the road.
It would have been a better show watching this guy than our fishing products here. Well, see if he was all right. All right, we'll get back to the Cavatron. Cavatron buzzbait. Cavatron buzzbait was invented by a man named Lee Bailey. He was fishing the Bassmasters tournament trail. And he and I have been very good friends, and I took over the Cavatron buzzbait for production-wise, changed a couple of things on it, changed the head design, etc. Cavatron buzzbait is the most recognized buzzbait in the world. We sell these things everywhere. Cavatron buzzbaits just catch bass, catch pike, catch pickerel, catch walleye, but mainly we use them for bass. And let me tell you what, when the bass are in that mode, you know, there's nothing more fun than catching a bass on a Cavatron buzzbait. That top water bite is absolutely amazing. And we're talking about like little girls like here, like Gabby, and little boys. You know what? It's so easy to use. You throw it out, you reel it in, you reel it on top of the water. It's the slowest buzzbait out there. And let me tell you, if guys are fishing tournaments, if you want to cover water really quickly, the Cavatron buzzbait will find those fish. Let me tell you, you throw it over the weeds, you throw it around the logs, you throw it through the timber, and they're pretty weedless, and you know what? They really don't get hung up in that timber, and that Cavatron buzzbait is got a real unique design to it. They're all custom-made blades. They're custom-made wires in there. The head is custom. We make put Gamagatsu hooks on all of them. We set them back further to eliminate the need for the trailer hooks on them. So that Cavatron buzzbait is absolutely top of the line with me. It's actually my number one bait that I throw. Nobody in the world throws a buzzbait more than me. And let me tell you, that Cavatron for explosive strikes, let me tell you, and it not only does it catch numbers, but it catches giants too. I catch 5, 6, 7, 8 pounders on this. And let me tell you, Cavatron buzzbait is amazing.
Let me ask you a question. You talked about the speed of it and being slow. Talk about that.
Okay. It's the design of the head that'll make it plane as soon as it hits the water. Others buzzbaits that have been on the market, they have a head almost like a spinnerbait. It's hydrodynamic. What we do is we design a head that'll plane, that'll come up to the surface really, really fast. But what makes it slow is the custom blades that we make. The blades are not like the other blades that are on the market. They're cupped a little bit more. So the more cupping you have, the more water it grabs, which is water resistance. So the more resistance you have in that blade, the slower it's going to be able to work. Now, you can also adjust it. If you open up the blades, of course, there's going to be less resistance that you can actually reel it faster. So you can adjust it, but let me tell you how we design these blades. They're perfect the way they are. If you keep that buzzbait in the strike zone longer, let me tell you, they're going to come up there and they're going to crush this thing.
Yeah, you know, you're talking the science behind that is the word friction, Gab. And if you look at this, when it spins, it's going to hit, and this is going to slow it down because the water's got to go on this side, and it makes a cool noise, the vibration, but that's what's going to happen in the water. If you were a fish, Gab, do you think you might bite onto that one?
Maybe.
I know that. And let me tell you, I'm going to give you a buzzbait so you can go play with it later, okay?
Oh, wow.
With Uncle Joey B.
Just don't eat me.
No, not you. Now, Bob, what else do you have in your line?
All right. Brand new. Roland Martin is a very good friend of mine. What we wanted to do is we developed a product called the Strike Back Spinnerbait. The Strike Back Spinnerbait is the first articulating, meaning jointed. It'll articulate 180 degrees. And what that does, if you go on our website, www.megastrike.com, you can see the video of it. What we noticed underwater is when bass strike spinnerbaits, they usually strike from side angles about 90% of the time. 10% of the time, they come right behind the bait and catch up to it and grab it. But when a bass inhales a bait, a solid body spinnerbait, and that's been around for 50 years, when they inhale that bait, they create a vacuum, and it turns the bait sideways into their mouth. And the angler's actually pulling the bait away from them because when that bait is turning sideways, it causes drag and resistance. So if the bass is not real aggressive or the water is really dirty and muddy, okay, the bass will actually turn that bait sideways. The angler is pulling it straight because the bait wants to stay straight, and they'll actually short strike it. They'll either hit the blade or they'll hit the side. But with our the strike back spinner bait, when they inhale the bait, it'll actually take the hook and turn it sideways into the mouth without being forward of the joint. Everything stays stationary. And the number one reason, the hookup ratio increases dramatically. The number one reason we lose bass on solid body spinner baits is when the fish jumps and flails around. By being jointed, it alleviates the leverage the fish has to throw that bait. So the hookup ratio increases, lost fish decrease. So Roland and I got together And Roland is the legend, let me tell you. Absolutely. He is the man in bass fishing. Kevin Van Dam, all the credit in the world to Kevin. Kevin is absolutely phenomenal. I mean, Roland is still fishing Bassmasters, and he's had 19 wins. He's been on the Bassmaster tournament trail. He's 9-time Angler of the Year, and he's qualified for the Classic, I believe, 25 times. But what's killer about Roland Martin? He's 76 years old and still doing it. And he acts like he's 18 years old. When we go in the boat with him, and I've been on his fishing show 3 times, let me tell you, we're like 13-year-old, 14-year-old kids in the boat. We sit there, we laugh, we talk about everything. He's just an absolute phenom. He is a credit to the sport, and believe me, Roland has created the bass fishing industry. He is what makes bass fishing bass fishing. All the technology, everything that he's done, he invented the aerator. He invented, you know, he's had a huge impact on the depth finders, you know, and I'm talking back in the 60s and 70s. You know, I mean, he's absolutely one of the greatest guys you'll ever meet.
And you know what? With that is, when you watch his shows, you could see that he just loves doing. And when you and I were talking about this, you just love doing what you're doing. It's not work. You're in love with it, and you could see that there's that passion that he has.
You use the word exactly. The exact word. It's called passion. You know, we talk about Mike Iaconelli out there. You know, everybody talks about Mike Iaconelli. I mean, he's screaming and yelling this and that. And I said, people, you know, I've been to many shows with him. I fished his tournaments. I've been to ICAST, been to Bassmasters Classic with him. And, you know, Mike is a gentleman. One thing I will say about Mike, he's the last guy to leave signing autographs for the kids. He is truly an amazing guy. And he also wrote a book. And I have read very few books cover to cover. I mean, if you can't relate to it, it's really kind of boring. It's no good. I read Mike's book, Fishing on the Edge, and people, let me tell you, go out there and go grab this book. It is so good to read this book. I mean, I sat there and we were going to ICAST one summer, and I read the whole book cover to cover, just going from New Jersey to Las Vegas, and it was great. I had him sign the book. He is phenomenal. But the point I was looking to make was, you know, when he gets wild out on the water, people said, what is this guy, crazy? I said, don't mistake crazy for passion. I mean, he is the most passionate guy in this sport, you know, in 30, 40, 50 years. He's, again, he's a great guy. He's a gentleman. And, you know, you can't say too much about him. He's just a great guy. He's an ambassador to the sport. And what his main goal is right now, he's getting the kids into the sport. He does so much for the kids in the Youth Foundation. So little girls like Gabby here and, you know, little boys, they can go out there. And again, like I said, Mike goes out there. He signs autographs. He does the night with Ike, you know, programs for the kids. He does Bass University with Pete Glusak. People, if you ever get a chance, go out and join that Bass University. They have all kinds of seminars all over the country. Get hold of Pete Glusak. You'll find it online. It's Bass University. You will learn, and they got all the pros there. You will learn more in 1 weekend than you will in 5 years on the water. Believe me when I tell you, I've been to them, and I've been bass fishing over 40 years. You always, always learn something new every day. And these guys will give you 20, 30 years of experience, of their experience on the water. You know, they'll give it to you, and you can ask them questions. They're real friendly. They're just great guys. So go out there and join that Bass University. Go watch these seminars. Believe me, it's worth every dime. It's not expensive to go there. So these guys are great, and Mike is one of the head guys there, and he will teach you about bass fishing.
And that's, you know what, and you know this, you can't trade experience for anything. Somebody that has experience and can say, hey, look, I can show this to you. And that's why Gab and I were out in there kayaking. And by the way, Bob, she's got her own kayak right now.
Good for you.
We've been out there together. She is paddling around. She has her own paddle and everything.
That's what we got to do. We got to get the kids away from the video games and get them back out on the water. You know, guys and girls, I get so many girls that are out there. You know, they come up and they see me at the shows and they want to go fishing. And, you know, It's great for the little girls to go fishing. You know, they're passionate too. And let me tell you, some of them are great fisher women. I've got a girl that's here that works in my shop. Her nickname is Killer. All right, and let me tell you, that girl can fish. So don't let anybody kid you. She used to work on a commercial fishing boat. And she works with me. She's my main person in the shop here. She gets everything done for us. Let me tell you, she can fish. She's a good girl. I wouldn't mess with her. You don't give a girl a name Killer if...
Nah. Gab has been our runner today, so she's been doing lots of good work with you.
She's been doing a great job with us. Gabby's a good girl. And she's actually sitting here and watching how I'm putting together these fishing lures. So it's intriguing. So, you know, she tells me, what's her favorite color?
Red,
right?
Yeah.
And what's... Do you remember that color right there? Char. Come on, you got it.
You got it.
Chartreuse.
She's learning a lot. So, Bob, what else do you have here that in your line, and then we'll get to some innovations.
Okay, the shaky head. This is the shaky head I developed is unlike any other shaky head on the market. Again, being underwater and watching lures, I actually did a video underwater. Tim and I were doing some work, and the shaky head was actually developed in Japan to catch finicky bass in clear deep water impoundments. The fishing pressure over there was so intense that all the fish moved off of the shorelines and offshore, and they would move on to these points and they would suspend out there. And so what happens is the Japanese fishermen were out there, and they would find these bass on their depth finders. They would drop down these small little worms, you know, little finesse baits, and kind of shake it in front of their faces in order to catch the fish. You know, they would be up off the bottom. So they called it the shaky head, and that's where the name actually came from. You'd actually shake the bait in front of their faces. But as they came over from Japan to go fish the Bassmaster and FLW tournament trails, a shaky head is nothing more than a ball head jig with a 60 or 90 degree bend in the hook eye. So what you want to do is be able to horizontally present the bait to the fish. But when the guys that were fishing Bassmaster and FLW heard about these shaky heads, what they would do is they would just throw these ball head jigs on the bottom, drag them along the bottom, and they would catch the bass with them. And they say, oh, I caught it on a shaky head. But it's not the true shaky head technique. The shaky head technique, again, is to be fished off of the bottom. But you can catch them on the bottom as well. And I always said, well, if you're going to do that, you might as well throw a bullet weight and like a Gamagatsu hook or something and fish it on the bottom Texas rig. So what I did as we were filming, we would go down on the bottom, start filming, and we would watch these guys throw shaky heads on the bottom. You know, we set it up, you know, throw this shaky head on the bottom, let's see what happens. And as the silt on the bottom, you know, from years and years of old decaying matter, debris, leaves, and wood, et cetera, is down there, they would throw these shaky heads down on the bottom, and they would go down into this silt, and we couldn't see them, we couldn't find them, you know, we're trying to film them, and we're saying, wow, what the heck is this, you know? So what I did was I designed a head that would stand up on the bottom. No matter how you dropped it in the water, it would always present the bait that you were using vertically. I put a fulcrum in there. A fulcrum is a balancing point or a pivoting point, so if you drag it along the bottom, it would roll the bait vertical and keep the bait up off the bottom, you know, the tail up or the claws up if you're using a crawfish style bait, or if you're using a zoom finesse worm or whatever, it would keep the tail vertical. And let me tell you, it would definitely increase the bites because the fish could actually find it. But also, it had the, how the hook was placed into the mold, it would horizontally present the bait as well. So it was the most universal head that I've ever seen in my life. And I've been around this industry for a long time. And, you know, we sell hundreds of thousands of these shaky heads. They're absolutely amazing. It's called the Shaky 2 head. And by Megastrike, you can find it on our website and Dick's Sporting Goods, Cabela's, Tackle Warehouse, etc. But we make them in sizes from 8 ounce. Now the guys are talking to us about they want them for saltwater, so we make them all the way up to 2 ounces. Hmm. So they're very, very, very unique. So that's one of the one of the really cool products that we have.
So you were out at ICAST, and you know, ICAST is where all the innovative lures are coming out. So tell me about ICAST and Mega Strike out there.
Well, every year I try to develop a new product. You know, I have a 15-year-old son, single dad, and so what I do is every year I try to come out with something. And what I want to do is I don't want to be like the other companies. I want to be innovative. I want to be unique. I want to differentiate myself from every other product on the market. But I want my products to be able to catch fish. A lot of the fishing lures that are on the market are designed to catch fishermen. The people that know our products say that these are absolutely the most innovative product lines on the market. And when we go to ICAST, in 2006, I developed a jig. It's called the Evolution Jig. I won Best New Lure Design at ICAST. So every year, I develop a new product, and I bring it to ICAST. And this year, I actually brought three new products to ICAST. Actually, I brought four new products to ICAST. We talked about the Cavatron Buzzbait earlier. You know, we had such a demand. People were asking for a louder Buzzbait, which, you know, they usually put a clacker on it. So after 24 years of the Cavatron Buzzbait, I developed a Cavatron that has a clacker on it. And what I try to do is I use that for real dirty water to call the fish up. And I don't know if you'll be able to hear this, but...
The mic should pick that up. That, yeah.
We put a clacker on there, so this is going to be a real loud buzz bait on, you know, for bass fishing. So we showed that to Tackle Warehouse and Dick's Sporting Goods when we were out there. And Tackle Warehouse, before we even, you know, started even talking about it, Brian is the head buyer out there. He says, I want every size, every color. How quick can I get them? Because they sell a ton of Cavatrons for us every year. I mean, thousands and thousands of them. Dick's Sporting Goods looked at them. We want them. All the tackle shops came up that have taken our products before. We want the Cavatron Buzzbait. Also, I developed, we talked about the joint in the Strikeback Spinnerbait. Just real quick back to that. So Roland and I got into the spinnerbaits again. And what one thing we did was we wanted to develop a spinnerbait that would hold 8, 9, 10, 12-pound bass, you know, super heavy-duty wires, super heavy-duty construction. So what we did was... We developed the Roland Martin Big Bass Spinnerbait. We use a 051 wire on there. We use the best stainless steel money can buy. We use the best blades. We buy them from Worth. They're not gonna pit. They're not gonna rust. None of the stuff is coming from overseas. These are highest quality components that money can buy on our spinnerbaits. So 5-aught Mustad Ultra Point hooks on them. That was one of the products that we brought out to ICAST. Actually, we brought that last year. The Roland Martin Big Bass Spinnerbait is designed to hold up to big, giant bass. I was actually on Roland's show last year, and I caught my personal best, which was an 11-pound, 4-ounce on that Roland Martin Big Bass Spinnerbait with the super heavy-duty wire. It didn't even bend the wire, and I'm telling you, this thing was absolutely amazing. You can see it online at Fishing with Roland Martin on YouTube or something. I mean, that fish was a giant, and the bait that we designed, you know, we want it to hold up for, you know, giant-sized bass like that. So most of the other spinnerbaits, et cetera, they're going to fall apart. They're going to break. The wires are going to break. Like I said, a lot of stuff is becoming imported, and they use, you know, inferior wires. You know, Joey was showing me some blades here that he got from a company, and they used them one time, and they're all chipped, and they're, you know, like I said, one thing I learned in my life in 55 years, you get what you pay for. You pay for good quality products, you get it. You buy junk, you get junk. So one thing we will not ever do at Mega Strike is you know, buy inferior products. You know, our integrity is everything. So when you're buying stuff with you know, products from Mega Strike, you're getting what you pay for.
Well, Bob, that's the one thing, as you've been showing Gabby and I all your products and your new lures and some of the prototypes, every bit of what you have here is, you just mentioned it, but it is absolute quality. So you look at whether it's the wires, the lures, the shaky heads, any piece of it is just like super, again, like you said, in life, you get what you pay for in life.
Right.
You pay good money. You're paying for something that's quality. You know it's going to work. And then it had to be really cool for you to catch your best on your lure.
It blew me away, man. Let me tell you. You know, and again, with these kids, they can do it too. You know, the spinnerbait is so easy to use. The buzz baits are so easy to use. You throw it out there and you reel it in. And anybody can do it. A 5-year-old kid, 85-year-old grandma can go out there and catch bass, you know, with a spinnerbait or a buzz bait. You know, one thing with kids, let me tell you, and I know it from personal experience from myself, my brother, and teaching the other kids how to fish. Little girls like Gabby. How old are you, Gab?
8.
She's 8 years old. I'm going to tell you one thing that I learned in my life. If kids aren't catching, let me tell you, it is no fun. They're throwing rocks at each other, throwing rocks in a lake. I want to go home. I want to do this. I want to do that. But let me tell you, they start catching fish, and all of a sudden, they're hooked. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these buzz baits that we designed, the Cavatron, the Strike Back Spinner Bait, et cetera, these kids can use them. I mean, 8-year-old kids can go out there and cast and reel these things in. And I'm not talking about them catching, you know, 8, 9-inch, 10-inch bass. These kids can catch 4, 5, 6 pounders on this stuff, and it's going to stop their heart. And let me tell you, you get a kid that's going to go out there and going to catch a 4, 5, or 6-pound bass, because I've had the kids and their parents come to me at the shows that we do, and one of the greatest feelings that I get is when I go to these shows, okay, these kids come up to me with their fathers, and the father looks and said, Mr. Urich, you know, we came to the show last year. We bought your product. You know, we didn't know if they were going to work, et cetera. My son caught the biggest bass of his life last summer, you know, using your product. And I always look at that kid. I said, how big was it? And the kid, of course, always goes, you know, like 2 or 3 foot. And the father looks and goes, Bob, it was 3 pounds, you know. And, you know, the kid absolutely loves it. So what I do, give the kid a couple of lures, give him a hat, give him a shirt, whatever. You know why? Because they're going to remember that stuff for the rest of their lives. You know, kids are under such pressure. You'd think we were under pressure when we were kids. These kids have so much stress and so much pressure on them right now. You know, we got to ease up in this world. We got to get back to basics. Simpler lives. It's so complicated. They have so much stress on them, you know, to do so good in school, you know. And please, people, don't take this the wrong way, you know. We had a teacher in here yesterday that was an algebra teacher. I looked at him, I said, you know what? I said, I learned algebra in freshman year in high school. I said, I haven't used it since. Geometry, another story. I use geometry all the time for creating the lures. But you know what? Got to get the kids back in school, not put so much pressure on them. You know, we don't need another rocket scientist. You know, we need good people in this world. You know, we need to teach morals and values in the school system. We got to teach right from wrong. You know, and it starts not only with the kids, but with the parents as well. You know, everybody wants to get ahead. Everybody wants to do this and do that. You know, they, you know, the morals and values are shot in this country, and they're shot in the world. Look what's going on in this crazy world.
But you know what's really cool about Gabby? She is, and I really mean this, she's an awesome young woman. And everywhere we go, because we do so much together, her morals and values, she's just a great, great, great young gal. Give me a 5 on that one, Gab.
Yeah,
they heard that one, and it hurt a little bit. You stung my hand on that one, Gab.
You know what I always say, and we talked about my instructor. There are no bad kids. There are bad teachers and bad parents. That's what I always say. And evidently, you know, by you being an influence on Gabby's life, she's going to turn out just fine.
She is. And she's a good gal.
She's a good girl.
Well, Bob, I just wanted to thank you for spending so much time with us today, teaching us so much.
It's my pleasure. It's my honor. It's I love what I do. It's passion, you know. It's just inside of me. You know, I believe I had the greatest parents in the world. I had Mr. and Mrs. Cleaver, you know, as parents. But don't anybody kid you, you know, when I got out of line. And I was no angel. You know, I did my stuff, you know. But you know what? After a while, you just sit there and you go, what's important, you know? And you know what? The kids in this world are important. They're our future.
Yep.
You know, you teach them how to fish, how to hunt. You know, they're not going to get in that much trouble. Idle kids get into trouble. because you know what? The parents have to go out there and show them, hey, this is better than this, you know. Instead of going out there and getting in trouble, you know, hey, take the kid fishing. You know, I always said, I said, you know, there's bad people in this world. We know it. You know what? I said, you know what? I'll guarantee you, you put them in a boat with me for one day bass fishing, I could change that person. I know I could. Mm. You know what? You just go out there and do that. And are we ready to wrap up here?
We're ready to wrap up,
okay,
Bob.
Hold on. Hey, Robin.
So, Gabby here, while we're talking, Gabby's been playing with his lure, and it's got a little jingle to it.
Jingle!
It's got the shaky head on it, so they can hear that, Gab. Now, Gab, we spoke about this before. If you were a fish, do you think you might want this one?
Yeah!
You might want this one? Wow. Wow, that's cool.
All right. Now, this remember the girl I told you at work, Killer?
Yeah.
That's Robin. She's standing right there.
Oh, look. There's
Robin. Robin wants to give you this, and we don't give these out to too many people.
Uh-oh.
All right?
So Gab's getting a gift here. How cool is that?
Gabby's getting a gift.
Oh, Gab.
And we give these out to our special pro staff people.
Gab.
What do you think of that?
That is so cool. That's a pro fishing shirt, Gab.
That is a genuine Mega Strike Pro Staff shirt. And I want you to wear that. And it's, we'd have the...
She's modeling?
There you go. The breast cancer awareness sign on there. We've got our Mega Strike logo. We've got all our lures on there. And I think that is going to look perfect on you. Okay. What do you think about that?
Okay.
Atta girl. And you want to take some lures home so you can play with?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
So Gab is all hooked up here, Bobby. Killer here is taking care of business. So, Bob, I just want to thank you. And Killer, I'll call you Robin by your first name. And Gab, I just want to thank you all for your time. And until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.